It's 7.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And I was going through social media, as I do regularly, and I started to see quite a lot of very clever posts from a company that calls themselves Fat Husbands. And I thought, well, that's me. No, it's not. I'm trying not to be. But it's a clever name and it's a catchy name for a company that, well, I'm not going to prequel it by giving you my version of events, because Zelda and Chris van Rensburg, who I was going to say are Fat Husbands, but clearly not. The company is yours and the concept is yours. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you both in the studio. To talk about your brainchild, your baby. It's clever. Your marketing is clever. Your concept is great. Tell us about it. Whose idea was it?
It was mine. The name was Chris's.
I'm the actual Fat Husband.
Well, and you wear it well, I must say. It looks very good.
Never trust a thin cook, hey?
Well, there it is. I was going to say, people now wondering, what on earth is this company? What do you do?
So I woke up one morning. Actually, the seed was planted many years ago. Chris always said to me, you know, Zelda, you make such nice fat cook. Why don't you open a fat cook shop? And one morning I woke up and I looked at him and I said to him, I'm going to make fat cook. And our first day was 26 fat cook. I will never forget it. And the concept just grew from there. People started asking, well, don't you do other stuff? And it went to papurti and lasagnas and little small meals for people that...
You see, I think that your secret and the secret of your success is that you do what you do well and you keep it small. In other words, you're not... Because I think often when you see a menu that spreads like that, you think, how on earth are you going to do every item on that menu well? And what is the secret of a good fat cook? Because when it's good, it's sublime. When it's not good, it's terrible.
So many people will probably disagree with me, but I keep the dough in the fridge. Because if you use it out of the fridge, it's crispy and it stays crispy. So, and you just have to love it and then put it in the oil and turn it around quickly.
And is the oil hot?
Very hot, yeah.
So it's got to be almost smoking.
Yes, yes.
And that's the secret. Because if it's not like that, it becomes very oily.
Yes, it does.
There's nothing worse than a really greasy, oily fat cook. That's not healthy for you, and it's not tasty.
Yeah, that and, of course, the filling.
Now, there's a thing. What is your most exciting filling?
I would say the fat cook burger. And that surprised me because burger, fat cook, but it was Chris's idea. So he gives me the ideas and I try it out and that just exploded.
So why is the fat cook burger particularly good?
I think it's the fat cook that people love and maybe not buns so much.
Yeah.
Because I know my mother-in-law doesn't like a bun, but she likes a fat cook.
Okay.
And it just goes well together.
Do you make your own patties?
Yes, I do.
That's the secret. Because, you know, I mean, the store-bought ones are okay, but then that's too... It's kind of, you've got to cater to a broad palate and you're going to go safe. You know, and kind of, I always find them rather overspiced or bland or whatever.
Yeah.
If you make them yourself, because I love cooking as well, not like you, but I enjoy food, and you can really, if you do, I love your concept that you do stuff with love, because that really comes through.
That's the Afrikaans background. Food was always a part of celebrations and of the whole family getting together. So I've always loved feeding people.
Because food is life, isn't it? I mean, good food, one of the pleasures of life. Is easy. You can be, you know, you don't have to go large with a gold leaf and stuff like that to really have a sumptuous meal.
Yeah.
It's the simple things, if they're well done. That's and burakos is traditional. So, Chris, what is your background?
I'm actually accountant myself. But we left the corporate world, and I started my own accounting practice. But then her business took off, and I'm helping her a lot in basically marketing side, the financial side, and also actually dishwasher.
And quality and control. You like tasting.
And dishwasher. And I get fired maybe once or twice a day.
So it's a genuine family business.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Based where?
We're in Westbrook, just out of my own kitchen at the moment. Then it's just me, Chris, and our daughter that helps out a little bit.
And you deliver?
Yes, we do.
How
yes,
do you do that?
So I start cooking early in the morning.
Do the deliveries yourself?
We do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a real personal service.
Yeah.
Personal interaction with all the clients. I think we actually build up a big friendship group already. And
The clients are like family and friends. Yeah. I know exactly what they're allergic to, what they don't like.
And I believe it's you book your meal. So you, if you're looking for dinner tonight, you may be too late because you should have booked it yesterday.
I've got a speech problem. Chris always says I've got a speech problem. So if somebody phones in the morning and says, "Am I too late?" No problem. I'll help you.
Oh, you managed to accommodate.
So she sells our evening dinner.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes I do. They think they've got dinner. Oh, no, this person needs it. Then it goes out the door. So, yes.
But generally speaking, the way is you've got a weekly menu.
Yeah.
It's online. It's on social media under Fat Husbands with a Z. If Fat is F-A-T, Husbands, H-U-S-B-A-N-D-Z. And you will see a menu for the week. And clearly the idea is, because it is definitely not mass production, taken out of the plastic cellophane in the deep freeze. Mm. This is all good, wholesome, hearty, and fresh and fabulous. Yes. And it's made to order. So you need to order in advance. Just, not difficult to plan, for heaven's sake.
Yep.
And Fridays, I believe, tomorrow is your famous Fed Cook Day.
Yes, it is. That, as I say, it just exploded. I never expected people to like Fed Cook that much.
Yo. But when it's good, it's fabulous.
And on a Friday, you can do Fed Cook Friday, or you can do the normal meal that I do offer. But it seems as if Fed Cook Friday is going to be Fed Cook Friday.
And the business, what are your plans to grow? Do you have plans to grow?
Yes, of course. I think any business wants to grow. Mm. This is a family business. This is our livelihood. So, you know what? Maybe in the future, a Fed Cook shop, like Chris always suggested.
Yeah.
But at this stage...
But if it's working for you right now, I often wonder about expanding. Because you know as an accountant, growth is hard to manage. Yeah. To keep the standards that you have become so famous for, it's tough. You'll get there if that's what you want to do. But I'm telling you right now, the concept is so good. I'm not one that blows smoke, particularly when it comes to food, and I actually haven't tasted any of your meals, but I just love the idea, and I have spoken to folk that tell me that you are the food is marvelous.
Oh,
so
you.
We are happy to get behind. These are the gems, the jewels in the crown, small family businesses, and keep the family businesses in business, folks. You want to support a really cool, wonderful food opportunity for you, and of course to keep the Van Rensburg family business flying. Well, there it is, Fat Husbands. It's available to you on your device, on social media. Check the menu, make your order, place your order, and enjoy food from the heart. Zelda and Chris, my very special guests on the morning show, popped in to say how's it and to talk about their marvelous concept. We wish you huge success
forward.
Thanks for inviting us.
And this will be up as a podcast as well. So for those that are still wondering how to get hold of you apart from social media, do you have a contact number?
Yes, we do. And Chris knows it better than I do.
I don't know.
You don't know the number.
I never phone myself.
You see, this is the curse of the cell phone.
Yes.
If you everything's on the phone, folks. Okay, remember the name. Fat Husbands with a Z. All roads lead to Rome. You'll find it on your device as close as that. Thank you again for joining me, Chris and Zelda van Rensburg from Fat Husbands. catering to the North Coast. And the morning show continues.